Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss Rukhana Liba Bas Nechikito. Nadina Bas Sheva Bas Nechikito. Paro says, Shemos Perikyud Pasikyud. Ru'u ki ra'ah neged p'nechem. You should see that there is going to be evil opposite your faces. What does that mean? So Rashi brings from the Medrash Haggadah, the Paro was saying, Shemati kocha vechad yesh shmoi ra'ah. That's what it means, ru'u ki ra'ah neged p'nechem. There's this star called ra'ah. And I see in my star, with my stargazers, with my astrology, that kochav is going up high towards you in the midbar, and it's a simon of blood. It's going to be blood in the midbar. Woo-hoo! It's going to be death. And that's what it says, Hayom galosi es cherpes Mitzrayim me'aleichem. Today I removed the disgrace of Mitzrayim from upon you. She'omrim lachem dam anu roim aleichem b'midbar. They see there's going to be blood. That's the pasuk that it says in the book of Joshua, where the Jewish people did bris milah. So the mice, it ended up being the bris, not the blood of death, but the blood rather of life. So we are going to discuss this based on the Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Moreno Ravino. There's a chiddush in an haga with the Jewish people that we're dealing here with a mazel of a star. We know the rule is ein mazel liYisrael. There is no mazel for the Jewish people. And Avraham Avinu was told, "Stay me etzdagninus shelcha. Go out of your stars." So what's pshat? That there's a problem with a star here. That there's a star that's coming towards them in the midbar, and that star shows that there's going to be blood. What are you worrying about stars for? We're above the stars, this Jewish people. That's what we're going to explain to Siyata Dishmaya. The Kiyum of Am Yisrael among the nations is not something natural, as we well know. Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Kuzari says that the Jewish people are like the heart of the nations. Kmo lev ben ha'umos. Yisrael b'umos hem b'chinas v'halev be'ivorin. Shu kaved chaloi mikulam b'rov b'rios mikulam. In other words, the heart, you can't live without the heart, but the heart also, people have heart problems. That's the biggest problem. Just about. So we're the heart. We're the ikar. That's Rabbi Yehuda Levi. The lev is the ikar ha'ivarim. It's the most mashpia of all the ivarim. It's also the most sensitive. Kaiso is not shaykh to the olam ha'teva. We're not of the 70 nations that are the teva of the world. We have a different mitzias. Kivsa achas bein shivim zeim. We're one sheep among 70 wolves. According to the Mahalach of nature, we shouldn't exist. Our Metzius is that we have a Koch L'malam and Ateva. Metzius Mitzrayim, the world, came down to the world of nature. Ashtik L'malam and Ateva, a little bit of above nature, came to the world, and the Jewish people came. Atem Kuriyam Adam, so we're the true Adam, the truest form of what man is supposed to be. Yavam 61a. A little bit of supernatural in the natural. However, after man sinned, now there's a taroibus of ra, there's a mixture of evil, zoamas hanachash, the impurity of the snake, as we see in the Gemara Shabbos 146b, that there was this zoama that the snake injected in Chava, this impurity, and that covers up the mile of a person. In contrast to this, the Jewish people were given, when they left Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Mila, together with the Dam Pesach Mila, removes the orla ve'atimas halev, it removes the sealing off of the heart. When you do Orlas HaBrit, when you do Bris Milah. So we have this Taroives of good and evil in man, and the Orla helps remove some of that evil. Pesach is the Karban that's Mevarir, that clarifies Bnei B'chori Yisrael from the mixture of the Reishis of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called Reishis, Pasuk in Tehillim, and the Jewish people are called Reishis, so we're separated from their Reishis when we're in Mitzrayim, and we're called Bnei B'chori Yisrael. Says in the pasuk, "Vayakol b'chor b'mitzrayim reishis oinim ba'aleichon." Mitzrayim is called reishis, so we're mevar that reishis when we're called bnei b'chor Yisrael, and we do the bris mila. Pesach is the carbon that's mevar that. And Chazal tell us that when Yaakov brought matam to Yitzchak, he brought him a carbon pesach, so he's mevaril. He clarifies, he separates the zera avos mitarobis hara from Esav, from this mixture of evil of Esav. That's the Oimek Ha'inyan. There's a special din behedja by Korban Pesach v'chol ara lo yechav. Uncircumcised people may not eat from the Korban Pesach. Even though v'chol ha'kachim adin kein. In all kachim the din is that we're not allowed to eat. An aral is not allowed to eat. So why is there a special emphasis by Korban Pesach? And the answer is because this is a stira to the mahus ha'adam. It's a steer to the essence of man that's coming out of Mitzrayim. There can't be an orla. The whole essence of Yitzis Mitzrayim is separating Ra from Tov. There's an orla, there's no separation. So Meladavka by Korban Pesach, there has to be a pasuk telling us that an orla can't eat. The orla is a mixture of nature, of good and bad, and it seals off the heart. Because of the impurity of the nachash, and it makes a chatzitza before the spiritual light that's supposed to penetrate into man. That was all on the night of the 15th. That was a special time. The Jewish people were clean of all foreign mixtures. Afterwards, b'shas ma'isa yitzi in the morning, v'gam erev rov ola itam, like we see there, 12:38, and Moreinu Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal and the Parat Yitzchak and Pesach. Maimar Ayin Aleph writes that on the night of the 15th, we were mevurach mikol sig. That's even seen the night and the morning. At night, we were completely clean. There was no Erev Rav. The Erev Rav only joined in the morning. That's Gula Me'olta, the Gemara talks about in Brachas. However, in the morning, Yetzaita Mitzius Shel Erev Rav, the Erev Rav mixed in with them, and that enables all these nisyonos, all these pituyim, all these seductive and subversive forces entering Klal Yisrael. In other words, the Jewish people were zocha to a time of amida b'tara v'nikius legamri. Lefnei she'echnisam HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'orech masayis shalhem b'midbar ha'amim im kol ha'nesiyonos b'mei she'husim sham. The Jewish people were zocha now to this moment of tara, the Leil Pesach, before we had all the challenges of the desert. And that power said, "Ru'u ki ro'a neged p'necha." See that there's evil opposite you. In other words, I see the koyach hara that is going to cause the destruction in the midbar. And the only way that can be, we're the Jewish people, we're above the mazel. The answer is the metzius of the erev rav that causes azah havamin of achaleim, like we see Shmos 32:10. And on that Moshe Tain is lama yamru mitzrayim barao tziyam. They're going to say barao tziyam. Oh my gosh, that there was ra, that was this koyach of ra that killed them. And he was mevatel the gzeir with his tefillah, and it was transformed into the dam milah in time of Yoshua. Yoshua 5:9, Hayom galosi es chevres Mitzrayim me'aleichem. Rashi explains that until they got to Gilgal, the era of Rav, moinemoisim, they would mun them. They say in yeshivas today, mun, and they would start up with them. They would instigate, and they would say that you still have this korechet stagninus of ra. And that's dafka the era of Rav that our tarevis Rav is a gufay shalkal Yisrael. And they bring all the mechshalim in the midbar. And they see the ra neged pinayim. Vayomi mila zushenis nefach adam ledam mila galoisi es cherpes Mitzrayim me'aleichem. Now I've removed the cherp of Mitzrayim from you. And the mila itself is a siluk koyach taroi v'sara v'soy haguf. The mila is the removal of the koyach hara. Galoisi, I've removed the disgrace of Mitzrayim from you. In other words, instead of being the blood of death, it was turned into the blood of Mila. Hamol mishumar mikoach pitui erev rav. Somebody who has a bris Mila is protected from the erev rav. Because again, the erev rav only comes in because the ra only comes to us because of the erev rav. Erev is this mixture, this evil mixture, and that means there's an evil mixture in Klal Yisrael, and that allows the ra to come and attack us. Then when we remove our orla, we remove the ra from our bodies, and that is a symbolic removing of the erev ra from amongst us. And therefore we are protected from the seduction of the erev ra. We also see, Rosh Hashiva says, it's Ma'amar Man Yom Kippur and Ma'amar Lamed Zayin, that the michshol of Taroivis erev ra appears among the Jewish people when they're in the Midbar until they come to Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a new Nisayon. What's the Nisayon in the Midbar? The Erev Rav, that the enemies are within us. Once we get to the Eretz Yisrael, there's a new Nisayon, and that's Vayis'arvu Bagoyim, that we get mixed in amongst the Goyim. B'makom ta'arovet nochrim b'toch b'nei Yisrael. There's this mixture of Goyim among the Jewish people. מביאתם לארץ ואילך מתחיל סוג שני של ניסיונות שנקרא והתערבו בגויים. וכאן אם כן הוא המקום של ושוב מעל את בני ישראל שנית. בתחילת יציאת מצרים היה מילה וסילוק העולם מהקוף בליל תתווה בזמן הגאולה. So, now is the time we're coming into ארץ ישראל, and now the goyim are going to be mixed in with us, the outside goyim. So now I have to do another bris mila. On ליל תתווה we do one bris mila. Leil HaYitziyah, before the Tarovis of the Erev Rav, we have this moment of purity, so we try to remove as much as we can the purity from our bodies. But afterwards, the Erev Rav joined, but they have less of an effect because we removed that evil from our bodies. And now again, we're coming to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have to deal with foreign powers, so again, we have to do Bris Mila. In order to be Zochet Yitzias Mitzrayim, we need Bris Mila to remove the evil from our bodies. And in order to come to be Zochet Eretz Yisrael, we need to remove the Bris Mila. We need to remove the orla. Bizochet Eretz Yisrael, Bizochet Eretz Mitzrayim, we have to remove the orla, the foreign external evils that mix in with us. And then we come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to remove the orla, which symbolizes the protection from these foreign sources that mix in with us. Kan Mila Shenis Lefnes Chiyasim Beretz Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us, Yavamah 71a, this is the Priya that wasn't given to Avraham Avinu. So the Mahalach Advarim would appear to be that Mila is a Sarasa Orla. Rashi explains that Orla is a Tima. It's being sealed off. The Maldim is Orlas Levavchem. What's Orlas Levavchem? Oitem Levavchem, Mikisuv, the covering, the sealing off of the heart. Unkulus Tipshus Libchon, the foolishness of your heart. When they come from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, now they have a new type of Nisayon. In other words, Divrei Rishus of Chorish B'Shas Harishon, Inyani Da'alma, plowing, sowing. This is all in the realm of time. Doing avoda, which is in the realm of time. And the Rosh Hashiva already brings in the Parad Yitzchak and Maimachov Zayin, the Kura, the famous Kura, that all the Kulkulim are rooted in time. And therefore the Galus is Shanim, 400 years. The Tikkunim, what fixes them, is Talui Ba'adam. And therefore the Tikkunim is Dairus, Vidor Revi, Yashuvu Hena, the Geula. So the Kilkul is Bizman. And the Geula is Ba'adam, fourth generation. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, you have this problem with Chorish B'Shas Harisha, you're in the world of Zman. It's dangerous. Tchilas Geulas Mitzrayim was giving over Shulton as Zman, Tachas Yedei Adam, Achoytesh Ezel Achem. Now we rule over time. The Beis Din are Koivea, Chadoshim, Vishanim. And then when they come into Eretz Yisrael, we also find that Yoshua is Sholet. Shemesh B'Givon Don. We rule over time when we're given a Chodesh Hazel Lachem, the Beis Din decides when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Then Yoshua rules over time, Shemesh B'Givon Dom, he stops the sun, Joshua 10:2. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaKodesh, Eretz is Divrei Rishus. It's Eretz, but it's Kodesh. In other words, all Divrei Rishus are elevated in Eretz Yisrael. Plowing is a mitzvah. There's a special category of war in order to be Sholeit Al Inyanei Azman V'Atimus Halev Shenikra Teva. In order to rule over the Inyanim of Zman, the sealing off of the heart, that's called nature. On the light of the first day of creation, it says, Vayaris ol ki tov, what isn't said by any other Bria. The revelation of ki tov is a contrast to ra neged penechem, ra This evil is the sealing off of the heart of nature that causes all of these mechshalim of achalem. And that's when we're oindim tachas mimshalas hazman, with stagninus. Amare al mazal koichav shishmoy ro. So they have this, what's it, stagninus? That's time. That's the astrology, is based on time, the sky, the cycles. So there's this ra that's coming to get us. That's against the ki toiv, this light. It's all good. Paro sees that this ra is coming to bring upon them dam and hariga. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu transformed it into dam amila, which is dam bris, shel siluk atimas halev. It's the dam bris of the removal of the sealing off of the heart, in these footsteps of which are all the mechshalim. So now we have the dam mila. The dam mila saves us from that. We purify ourselves. Purify the mensch. Adam is the geula. The gav is the geula. Dor of Yeshuain. Just think Dor, a great Doris with the Ever Amila. Akopanim, we come into Eretz Yisrael. First, when we leave Egypt, we have the Bismillah, to be Zachar Yitzis Mitzrayim, that moment of Tara before the Erev Rav mixes in with us. And then we come into Eretz Yisrael, you remove this evil. And that's a instead of a substitute for the Ra Neged Penechen. So we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, this place of Rishus, of Choresh B'Shaas Charisha. We have to remove all the evil from us, the evil of Teva. Purify ourselves in this mixture. And that's the Arichus in Sefer Yehoshua. It says that the people in Mitzrayim had a bris mila, but the people in Midbar didn't, and then they come to Eretz Yisrael, they need another bris mila. In other words, now they're in the Midbar, and they don't have a mila, they're not having bris mila, they didn't have bris mila in the Midbar. So now the koach of they have Taharavis, they have this mixture. The Erev Rav is mixing in with them now that they're in the Midbar, and now they are in danger of the Itztagninus. That's why Ra Neged Penechem is a danger of its stagninus. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held off, they come into Eretz Yisrael, and it turned into Dam Mila. And now again, we're above the Itztagninus. Hayom Galoisi Cherpes Mitzrayim Me'aleichem. The Cherp of Mitzrayim is removed. You're not under the stars anymore. Like Paro said you were. This cherpa, like we saw before, Rashi, until they get to Gilgal, the Erev Rav, Moinimasim Loimar, Shadayin Koch, Hatzinu, Shal Ratzlichem, we still have Ra. Now we have the Bris Mila, this is instead of Ra, instead of Dam Mavis, this Dam Mila. The parish of the Erev Rav was finished in Yericho when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Before Achrus, but in Achrus Hayomim, if we said the Meshicha, we're going to have Erev Rav problems. Erev Rav in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Kabbalah Mipi Chazal, but before Achrus Hayomim, or the end of days, there's an Erev Rav. And that's Ma'akev, the Leid of the Geula, and the new Zechiah in Eretz Yisrael, Brachas Hayomim. V'yichud, that the Zechiah, new Zechiah in Eretz Yisrael, includes the Eretz Gimel Amim, Kini Kain, Knezi, V'Kadmoni, that we didn't get the first time around. Promised to Avraham Avinu, we weren't Zechiah. And now it says in the Torah, it's going to be Kitishmor, it's called a mitzvah, V'av Hashem Lekech Lechus Baruch Hu, called a Yomim. Rabban explains that Zem Avtiach al Kol Eser Amim. Uli Yomim Mashiach Amim Hashem Lekechus Levoch Vazalav Zarecha. Moshe Mashiach. We keep the mitzvahs, and we're going to be inherit the land of all the seven nations. And in this tkufa, we're going to be zochet to a mila chadasha of the heart, and a new zechiyah of Eretz Yisrael. Ahavas Hashem Lekecha Kol Hayomim, Ahavas that's never misbato. So when we get close to this tkufa of Achrus Hayomim, we're going to inherit completely Eretz Yisrael. So the Zad Shekara is Mesayra. The Erev Rav comes back in and tries to mess things up. That's the Nisayin of Rubachem Sonachem, Mikem Ubachem. Your haters come within you. Those within Klal Yisrael that tries to bring them back to the Teva, to take them out of the Or Ki Tov. So the Gula is going to come. There's going to be Kim of the Pasuk, V'hayaleis Erev Ye'or, Pasuk in Zechariah 14:7. At night it's going to be light. Like the first Geula, which started with light, HaChodesh Ezelachem, the light of the moon. Mirat Hashem will be Zochet, Ech Lekarav, Leis Erev Ye'or, the true light with the Or Ki Tov, Thank you so much for listening. There's a lot more to say about this. I hope we are able to continue discussing and that you stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.